Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, Aaron 657 AM. His name is Yahweh. I think Pastor Lucas Nkosi can say it better than I. I think it's Yahweh. So we put in the vowels initially in the original scriptures. There was no Yahweh. Yeah, there was no A. There were no vowels. That's how I understand it. And that is Matima Muremi this afternoon, Yahweh. And I'm joined by Apostle Lucas Nkosi on the other side. Muruti, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, and you, Sibongile, and Radio Pulpit family.
We are doing very well. So how is it said? Is it because you shouldn't put in the A and the E, to be honest, yeah. How it's written. So it should be like A, like Muruti, we are back again with you. We were with you and Advocate Malachi on Tuesday, mm-hmm. and you were filling us in on what's happening with the CRL Commission now, where the church is concerned, and also highlighting and letting us know about the march that took place on Wednesday. For somebody who's hearing about the CRL, because there are those that I spoke to, and some of them said, ah, you know, when I saw the cases coming through, I stopped being interested in that. And they are not like really following, but they see something is happening and they keep seeing on the newspapers and everywhere CRL. And then how much is our union buildings can't do what's happening. So just go back and just fill in for somebody who's hearing about it after a long time, or hearing about what's happening right now, where we currently are with the CRL Commission as the body of Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, no, thank you once more for giving us this opportunity to speak to family on this most important thing regarding, you know, the CRL and where the CRL is with its issues now. Last week, I think, then there was a launch of what is known as the Section 22 Committee at Rema Bible Church venue there, and some of the people were appointed as the so-called inverted commas, you know, Section 22 Committee that are meant to consult nationally as they envisioned it and so forth. Yeah, but now that arrangement was questionable, you know, in a sense that, yeah, the CRL is the institution of the people, you know, the state, and especially because it deals with culture, you know, and cultural, religious, and linguistic, you know, issues. Then apparently, I mean, not apparently, but that last time it was specifically zooming and looking into the Christian religion, for lack of better word, issues that affect the Christian religion.
Okay.
And then hence they have appointed that Section 22 committee for the Christian religion. But, you know, in a manner in which, you know, they went about it, we feel aggrieved.
Oh, so there was no consultation?
Yeah, there was no proper consultation in terms of even process. We just see people that we don't know where they come from, you know, appointed for us. You ask questions even from the office there. They tell you, no, this is, we just saw it fit that we get these people based on the numbers or however. But you look at, you know, even that collective, even in terms of gender parity, as well as, you know, the makeup. There's one, for lack of a better word, let me just use their weight. You know, apparently a Christian body that has a greater percentage in that thing. And then, but that body as a whole, as a collective, is not well representative, you know, of, you know, the overall Christian sector, and especially on issues that have been raised, because the issues that have been raised even previously, all these years since 2015, they affect a lot, or they, you know, they've been benchmarked against your charismatic Pentecostal, you know, orientation of churches to say there's a problem there. You know, you remember even the incidences that happened in the past. So it's been all about, okay, these Pentecostal charismatic churches, we have a problem. You know, heavyweights, you know, by even the chairperson of the commission saying there's a crisis in the church. And you wonder, you know, crisis, you are talking few people, you call few people, few incidences, a crisis. And because, but what shall we say? Because the message, you know, sometimes when you see somebody talking on television, you assume, you know, this is a nationwide thing. Because, but we understand the power of media and so forth. Sometimes a hill can be made into a mountain as long as you put it right. I normally see people playing with their phones, you know, putting a toy car and then, you know, videoing it. But when you see that final product, you see as if it's a big car and so on, moving across the rocks. But if you see how that production went
the illusion.
That illusion type of a thing. Yeah, so that's the situation. But apart from even that appointment, you know, of that Section 22, we are of the belief and the opinion that, you know, how it was said, it was said on the basis of Section 22 of the CRL Right Act.
Okay.
And that Section 22, CRL Right Act, is still questionable. Because I've seen, we have seen that now they have put a comma on that act where the comma doesn't belong. Because a properly constituted Section 22 committee, according to the CRL Act, it must at all material time have a representation from the CRL itself. But that is for the courts to give us a determination and so forth. But it's debatable, you know, between us and the CRL. I remember, you know, I raised it up even with some officials there. They are saying, Muruti, you didn't see it well. You know, here CRL is saying, no, the act says it's only members and the staff and other. But it's still questionable there because you look at the act, you don't see such.
So, Muruti, we've learned and we've been seeing videos of words such as these being mentioned willy-nilly. If a person talks to God, or if they say God talks to them, then they should be sent to a psychiatric ward, which is now coming to attack when it comes to our faith, when it comes to our life in Christ. So is it true that these are the things that we are up against? Could we, if things continue to go the way they are with the CRL, could we find ourselves even not allowed to minister the gospel the way we know it?
Yeah. Now, such, you know, one of those things that also grieved us is primarily that those pronouncements by the CRL chairperson, you know, on undermining one of the tenets of the Christian faith. Because you can't be saying, you know, you have been given a mandate by the Constitution and the law to make sure that you promote the beliefs of the people, you know, the religions of the people or the beliefs of the people, and then as well as protect them. And then as a chairperson, moreover, who is assigned with that type of responsibility, you become the one, you know, who speaks, you know, against such and inciting the nation, you know, inflaming the nation every time she's appearing on the media to say nobody talks to God. Even the attitude, the overall attitude, you know, we've been painted. Even one of the things that grieved us, even with that Section 22 appointment, it was so amazing that they beefed up security. There were the police there, your traffic police people, even private security to stop us, you know, from even showing up into the REMA premises. So So if they were saying, if you did not have an invite, there's no way you will come near okay. that arrangement. And that was so very bad. It was so very bad. And we were so shocked to see it. But we respect that was private property. Mm-hmm. But whatever, you know, the institution that was accommodated in that private property, it's our institution. If you keep my thing in your house, I'm coming for it. Otherwise, bring my thing and keep your property so that we have a common understanding. So it's one of those things. So you see even how, you know, antagonizing this, I mean, causing brothers to fight amongst themselves, you know, and then sowing division within, you know, the church, even the Christian circle, because now we are looking at our fellow brothers in a certain manner. Mm-hmm. Of which we were not. And something that CRL, it's their primary function to make sure that where there are tensions between people and faiths, you know, they create that space to say, let
the harmony. The harmony.
Yeah, the yeah. harmony. Uh-huh. But now uh-huh. you are creating harmony, and then you are instructed by the law to say, create harmony. And when you step there, you divide, you know, instead of, you know, encouraging harmony and friendship amongst the people. But when you, I mean, she's put, you know, questions and so on. I've seen in some other spaces, she's been saying, but that statement was taken out of context.
Okay.
But you question there, even whatever is called the context, because if it's a context, why not limit that statement to a particular individual to say, but if you hear so and so say, or maybe people who think like this person say this thing, you see, then that will be a different ball game. But if a person says, you know, giving an ultimatum to say, even let us put it bluntly, it means they are conscious and tell you nobody, as in zero, not some people, nobody talks to God. And even, you know, now if you hear somebody saying they
take them
they
to a mental
to God,
institution.
So, mental institution.
But now, what does it mean to the Christian body? What does all of this mean to us? And should we be concerned? I remember with many things that we've been calling with the Christian community, some did come in and some were not even interested. And like, no, let's just pray about it. All will be well. What does it mean for us? And where we, let me put it there. Let me leave it there.
No, it's something that we should be concerned about because, you know, with everything, God works through us. If there is change that must take place on earth, remember even primarily from as way back as Genesis chapter 1, where God has given us the responsibility of the affairs of the earth. And the purpose of prayer is not for us to fold hands and watch things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer gives us access so that we receive insight and wisdom from God on how to govern. You remember even Solomon prayed, you know, to say, but Lord, I have a responsibility to lead people here. And therefore, give me wisdom so that I govern your people very well. So even in the book of Acts, you know, issues of governance and management, your Davids. Otherwise, we should take away our, you know, our Davids and all these people that God put in responsibilities of leadership, even on countries. You see, even old prophets, they were not praying for kings. They were praying for kings and confronting them. When a king was doing something that was wrong, a prophet will go and address that king on the wrong that is happening. If something was happening in the nation, God would send a prophet to speak to that nation on the wrongs. You remember even the Jeremiahs had to be imprisoned, you know, for speaking truth, you know, to the leadership or the political arena of that day. But in our times, not only that, during the Reformation of the church, this has been in church history, this has been the situation where now reformers were speaking even to the country. We are where we are because of the activism, for lack of better word, and the efforts of the reformers who were practical. They were not just men and women of prayer, but men and women of action to put action on the word of God. Now, with CRL and what they are seeking to achieve, even with this Section 22, where we stand, even that Section 22, it's a waste of taxpayers' money. It's unnecessary because we have the laws in the land that address whatever the concerns that CRL is raising to say, okay, but we need a body, we need your peer review committees and all those things for the purpose of, you know, whatever. But in whatever, the answer is in the law of the land and in the organs of the state.
All right. Muruti, our time is up. In closure, what is it that we as the body of Christ, I understand the march went well, Christians did show up and represented, you know, and they marched and the memorandums were submitted and all. But now, in closure, what do we say to the Christian body? How can we be part of, what should we do to make things, to make sure that things go right where our faith is concerned?
Yeah, we need to follow the instruction of Jude chapter 1 verse 3. The Bible says, you know, we should contend for our faith, meaning we should make sure that we take a stand for our faith and not be lukewarm and about our faith and expect that God will come from heaven, do things for us, whereas we are his body. The hands of the body are on earth. The feet of the body of Christ are on earth.
Thank you so much, Muruti. For one, to find out more about how, where can we go? I know you've been working closely with your 4SA. I know COCC. Please let us know where we can find more information.
Yeah, no, for the purpose of simplicity, given the time we have, let family members send me a WhatsApp message and I will give them, you know, enough information from that WhatsApp line,
078-910-2593. Muruti, thank you so much for highlighting and putting us up to speed on what's happening. We will keep contact so we can know and follow and know exactly what we all, you know, what steps to take as the body of Christ. Thank you so much for representing. May the Lord keep keeping you. May his hand just continuously continue be surrounding you and guiding you in the space. Thank you so much for representing the body of Christ. God bless.
Thank you, Sis Bangili and Radio Pulpit family.
And yes, my family, that is Apostle Lucas Ngosi. We always know when we're talking to him, we will learn something about that in Parliament or what's happening out there that is affecting the body of Christ. And we thank God for such that we hear it live right here on Radio Pulpit. Such things are being highlighted and we are told on, advised on what we can do and how we can participate. Let's go out and participate and be part of this and contend for our faith. It is 2 minutes just after one, time for our news. At 1 o'clock.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.